One of the fascinating issues of this parsha is understand Nadab and Avihu. Chazal seems to present two different pictures of Nadab and Avihu. There's a medrash in this week's parsha. It says Afhem b'sim chosam kimen shero eish chadasha under lahosim ava al ahava. So they did it because they had a tremendous ava to Kadosh Baruch and they wanted to express their ava. There's a Zohar, a famous Zohar, which some of Zohar referred to in the beginning of Kriyas HaTorah and Yom Kippur. Whenever a person is a tzaddik, is mitzalik from the world, it takes away din from the world. The Misa with Tzaddikim is a kapora. And that's why we read the parsha Bnei Aaron and Yom Kippur, because it's a kapora for the Averis of Klal Yisrael. And it says that the Shmoyz of Bnei Aaron and Kohanim, a Bechor Nodav, Avihu, says that it says Nadav ve'Avihu Elozar. He said, "There's a vav missing." So it says that Nadav and Avihu was equal to Elozar and Isamar, and Nadav was equal to Elozar and Isamar, and Avihu put together. That's how chashiv he was. That's why their misa was a kapora and klal Yisrael. So there was like it ends off. Honey trail lo yishachu kavosar b'yisrael. There was nobody like them in Klal Yisrael. That's how chashiv they were. Okay, so there was mamash nobody like them. The same medrash, but that's the Zohar. The medrash which says they did it aval ava continues and says they did an avera. What was the avera? They didn't give cover to Aaron. They didn't ask Eitzah from Moshe. They didn't ask Eitzah from each other. They brought. They took the ash from the kirayim, from an oven. Their har halacha b'fnei Moshe. So, like, there's all the different tannas on what they've done. They went straight yayin, etc. So, if the mamash such big tzaddikim, how is it possible that they did such a thing? There's a sefer Zev Yitrov on Chumash. From Rav Zev Hoberman Zatzal, and he talks about this issue, and he brings a different Zohar, that their issue was that the Rodochek is a Shoah, that the mitzvah of Ketaris was a mitzvah which for that generation was only given to Aaron. Aaron had the schus of being the Ketaris and not other people, and they went ahead and chopped the Rhine. So there's a Gemara in Brochus. If a person pushes his mazel and tries to get ahead and tries to be the one who's going to chop around his opportunities, so the result is going to be the opposite, that it's not going to work for him. That a person's supposed to be zeichet to get kedula, but you try and get it before the right time, you try and push yourself ahead, it doesn't work. A little bit different than our society, where this idea of the argument is be assertive, be aggressive, push, you'll get ahead. It applies to the Yiddish Welt also, the shtip, shtip, push ahead. So this person is a famous meiser with the Chavetz Chaim, that there was a person that he was very aware of what's going on in the different yeshivas and the different people, and somebody came to him for an eitzah for a person to be mashkiach in a yeshiva, bal moser, mashkiach in a yeshiva, and he was mantzia a certain person. Before they had a chance to contact that person, this person himself came to Chavetz Chaim unbeknownst to the whole maisa that he was being suggested. He came to talk about his tzoris, his difficulty, he doesn't have pranos, etc. Chavetz Chaim contacted the yeshiva and said he can't be the person. If he would have waited another 3 days, he would have gotten the job and would have had his parnosa. But he tried to push it when it wasn't the right time, and the result was the opposite. That balance, that understanding, is a tremendously challenging point. This idea of being patient, and balancing. Obviously, we have a chiyuv of ishtadlus, but the understanding that it's not going to go beyond, above and beyond our zman, whether it's parnosa, whether it's covered, whether it's hatzlocha, and being patient and waiting for it to happen in the proper time, as opposed to being impatient, is a tremendous challenge, which hopefully will be matziach. Good Shabbos.